Pegasus and the Flame by Kate O'Hearn. Read by Catherine Fenton. Prologue. War came to Olympus. There was no warning, no clues that an unknown enemy was building an army against them, an army whose only goal was complete destruction. One moment there was peace. The next, they were fighting for their very existence. It was bloody, brutal, and totally unexpected. But for one Olympian, it was the perfect opportunity to fulfill a dream. Palin ducked behind a marble pillar and watched the best Olympian warriors gathering to take on the invaders. Jupiter was leading the attack with his thunder and lightning bolts in hand. His wife Juno stood on his left, grave-faced and ready. On his right, Hercules was looking strong and prepared, as were Apollo and his twin sister Diana with her bow. Mars was there, and Vulcan, with his armory full of weapons. Standing behind them in his winged sandals and helmet was Mercury, the messenger of Olympus, all preparing to fight. Palin's gaze trailed over to Pegasus. The stallion's eyes blazed, and wings quivered as his golden hooves pounded the ground in anticipation of the upcoming battle. Further back gathered more Olympians, all there to defend their home. But Palin had no intention of fighting. He wasn't a warrior. He was a thief, with plans of his own which didn't include getting killed in a battle they couldn't possibly win. War was everyone else's problem. He was too busy concentrating.